Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The District Attorney's Office announced today that no criminal charges will be filed in the traffic death of Kenneth Newell, who was hit and killed by a minor driver while working on Myrtletown Avenue on December 27th. The California Highway Patrol conducted an investigation into the incident and found that the driver was in a friend's car when the windshield began to fog over, and as he reached for the defroster, he hit what he thought was a pothole, but it was actually a traffic cone, and then he hit Newell. The investigation determined that the miner, who entered the construction site within just minutes of cones being set up, was not impaired or on a cell phone at the time of the collision. Assistant District Attorney Kelly Neal said in a statement that, "After careful review, we have determined the conduct of the driver did not rise to the level of criminality. Instead, it was a tragic accident." The Board of Supervisors meets tomorrow morning, and the afternoon session holds some interesting agenda items. The first is a third quarter budget review from the Chief Administrative Office. The news, for the first time in 4 years, is relatively good. Staff reports state that the County General Fund will have an approximately $500,000 surplus, primarily due to reduced expenditure forecasts from the Elections Department. The General Fund is expected to end the fiscal year with just over $2 million more than was projected during the mid-year review, but county reserves are still far below the county-mandated policy. This is also the first time in 4 years that county departments have not been forced to submit budget cuts, and the first time in 5 years county expenses have not outpaced revenues. Overall, the county expects to generate discretionary revenue of nearly $46 million, enough to cover mandatory expenses, with a little more than $130,000 to spare. Other items on the supervisor's agenda include a closed-door meeting to consider the appointment of a director for the newly formed Department of Planning and Building. The new department was split from the Community Services and Development Department, which remains under the direction of Kirk Gerard. The board will also hear a staff report about proposed parking restrictions in Lolita, Eureka, and Manila. The proposed ordinance would amend the county code limiting parking on Main Street in Lolita to 15 minutes, create a no parking zone on a section of Peninsula Drive in Manila, and limiting parking on Oak Street in Eureka during daylight hours. And Arcata police were called out to the Courtyard Circle Apartments on Saturday after receiving a report that a man was holding a knife to a woman's throat. The suspect, identified as 47-year-old Hans Hansen, is being charged with holding the woman against her will in an apartment. After she managed to escape unharmed, she identified a machete found by officers as the weapon Hansen used. Hansen was arrested after a scuffle with officers and was booked into county jail on several charges, including making criminal threats, assault of a police officer, and false imprisonment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. To the north of us, the Curry Coastal Pilot in Curry County, Oregon, has reported that 39-year-old Gold Beach resident Heather Bishop drowned when her paddleboard and line became entangled in submerged debris along the north bank of the Chetco River, across from the At River's Edge RV Resort. Bishop was out with family on Saturday when a witness heard a child calling for help. Sheriff's, fire department, and Brookings police personnel responded to the scene, as did a Cal Air Life Flight helicopter. They were able to recover Bishop's body at about 7:30 in the evening. And just a reminder that snowmelt and spring rains, local rivers are running cold and deep, and currents can be treacherous. There may also be the danger of debris floating in the rivers, so use caution when you're out recreating. The California Highway Patrol responded to an overturned trailer on southbound Highway 101 near the West Haven off-ramp at around 1 o'clock this afternoon. The trailer overturned and blocked both lanes of the highway, diverting traffic into the northbound lanes until the wreckage was cleared. The highway was reopened to two-way traffic by 2, although cleanup of debris, including mud and dirt, were still underway this afternoon. And a reminder that Caltrans crews will be on Route 169 beginning today to make slide repairs 10 miles downriver from the Martins Ferry Bridge. The roadway will be open during the daytime, but it will be closed from 10 at night until 5 in the morning through May 4th. Contact Caltrans engineer Jim Osler if you have any questions about the project. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.